ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। सो टुडे मॉर्निंग वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 6 टेक्स्ट नंबर 24-29। ऑन द बोर्ड इज रिटन टेक्स्ट 24, सो वी शैल रीड इट रिस्पॉन्सिवली। इंद्रियाणि ईकेशः प्राणान्नारायणोऽवतु श्वेतद्वीपपतिश्चित्तम् मनो योगेश्वरोऽवतु। ट्रांसलेशन बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत श्रील प्रभुपाद। मे ऋषिकेश प्रोटेक्ट योर सेंसेस एंड नारायण योर लाइफ एयर। मे द मास्टर ऑफ श्वेतद्वीप प्रोटेक्ट द कोर ऑफ योर हार्ट एंड मे लॉर्ड योगेश्वर प्रोटेक्ट योर माइंड। देर इज नो पर्पट टू दिस वर्स, सो वी विल गो ऑन रीडिंग टेक्स्ट 25 and 26। पृष्णि गर्भस्तु ते बुद्धि आत्मान भगवान पर क्रीडंतम पातु गोविंद शयानम पातु माधव व्रजंतम अव्याद वैकुंठ आसीनं त्वां श्रियपतिः मुञ्जानं यज्ञभुक्पातु सर्वग्रहभयंकरः। मे लॉर्ड कृष्णगर्भ प्रोटेक्ट योर इंटेलिजेंस एंड द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड योर सोल। व्हाइल यू आर प्लेइंग मे गोविंद प्रोटेक्ट यू एंड व्हाइल यू आर स्लीपिंग मे माधव प्रोटेक्ट यू। मे लॉर्ड वैकुंठ प्रोटेक्ट यू व्हाइल यू आर वॉकिंग and may Lord Narayan, the husband of the goddess of fortune, protect you while you are sitting. Similarly, may Lord Yajnabhuk, the fearful enemy of all evil planets, always protect you while you enjoy life. Dakinyo yatu dhanyascha kushman dayer bhakagraha bhuta preta pishashascha यक्षरक्षो विनायकाः कोटरा रेवती ज्येष्ठा पूतना मात्रकादयः उन्मादयेह्यपस्मार देह प्राणेन्द्रियद्रुहः स्वप्नदृष्टा महोत्पाता वृद्धा बालग्रहश्च ये सर्वे नश्यन्तु ते विष्णोर्नामग्रहणभैरवः। ट्रांसलेशन द ईविल विचेस नोन एज डाकिनीज यातुधानीज and Kushmandas are the greatest enemies of children, and evil spirits like Bhutas, Pretas, Pishachas, Yakshas, Rakshas, Rakshasas, and Vinayakas, as well as witches like Kotara, Revati, Jyeshtha, Putana, and Matrika, are always ready to give trouble to the body, the life air, and the senses, causing loss of memory, madness, and bad dreams. Like the most experienced evil stars, they all create great disturbances, especially for children. But one can vanquish them simply by uttering Lord Vishnu's name. For when Lord Vishnu's name resounds, all of them become afraid and go away. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Purport. As stated in the Brahma Samhita, Chapter 5, Text 33, Advaitam Achyutam Anadim Anantarupam आद्यं पुराणपुरुषं नवयौवनं च वेदेषु दुर्लभमदुर्लभमात्मभक्तौ गोविन्दमादिपुरुषं तमहं भजामि। आई वर्शिप द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड गोविंद, हु इज द ओरिजिनल पर्सन, नॉन ड्यूअल, इनफॉलिबल एंड विदाउट बिगनिंग। ऑल्दो ही एक्सपैंड्स इन टू अनलिमिटेड फॉर्म्स, ही इज स्टिल द ओरिजिनल, एंड ऑल्दो ही इज द ओल्डेस्ट पर्सन, ही ऑलवेज अपियर एज अ फ्रेश यूथ। Such eternal, blissful and all-knowing forms of the Lord cannot be understood by the academic wisdom of the Vedas, but they are always manifest to pure, unalloyed devotees. While decorating the body with tilak, we give protection to the body by chanting 12 names of Vishnu. Although Govinda or Lord Vishnu is one, he has different names and forms with which to act differently. But if one cannot remember all the names at one time, one may simply chant Lord Vishnu, Lord Vishnu, Lord Vishnu, and always think of Lord Vishnu. Vishnor Aradhanam Param. This is the highest form of worship. If one remembers Vishnu always, even though one is disturbed by many elements, one can be protected without a doubt. The Ayurveda Shastra recommends, Aushadhi Chinta Yet Vishnum. Even while taking medicine, one should remember Vishnu. Because the medicine is not all and all, and Lord Vishnu is the real protector. The material world is full of danger, padam padam yat vipadam. Therefore, one must become a Vaishnava and think of Vishnu constantly. This is made easier by the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has recommended Kirtaniya Sada Harihi Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam and Kirtana Deva Krishna Syamukta Sangha Param Brajet. So this series of verses that we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, where the elderly gopis from Braja, immediately after this episode, wherein Putana comes to Braj to try and kill that person who has been prophesied as being the killer of Kamsa. So immediately after that, as a natural maternal reaction, all these elderly gopis, they want to protect the child. So in one of the previous verses, Srila Prabhupada has explained that he says that Indian household, even in the house of the cultivators who are not very advanced in the modern ways of civilization, the ladies used to know how to chant mantras to give protection to children with the help of cow dung and cow urine. So when I read this series of verses where they are invoking different names of the Supreme Personality of Godhead to protect the different parts of the body of Krishna, I was reminded of something which I had heard as a small child. Even in today in South India, if we go, there are mantras like this which are chanted, where specifically different names are invoked for different parts of the body. So I was very clearly reminded. Of course, nowadays they might be directed towards some demigod, but again, as Krishna says, there in the South India, I know one specific mantra. He says, it's called Skanda Kavacham, Skanda Shashti Kavacham. And there in that also specific body parts are mentioned. They are taking the different names of Kartike or Skanda, and may he protect my shoulders, may he protect my thighs, may he protect my abdomen, like that. But again, we can understand from Bhagavad Gita also, Senani Naam Aham Skandaha. So indirectly, they are only worshipping Krishna. So that was my first impression. I said, this is not something which is, this is there in Bhagavatam, that even the gopis from Braja, they are chanting the names of the Lord. Of course, to protect the Lord Himself. So one aspect of this is that, as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Ye yatha mam prapadyante tams tathaiva bhajamyaham. As one worships me, I will reciprocate accordingly with him. So these gopis of Vrindavan, they wanted to protect Krishna. So therefore, even though in order to protect Krishna, they were invoking the different names of Krishna himself. But still, and again another aspect of it is, who can give protection to Krishna? Ultimately, the source of all protection, the source of all support to this entire cosmos is Krishna himself. So therefore, but still, they had this motherly affection and motherly feeling that our child needs to be protected. And therefore Krishna reciprocated with this feeling of theirs, and he provided all protection to the residents of Vraja against all the calamities. Even in ahead we will see how Krishna protected during Govardhan Lila, during so many, when so many demons attacked Vrindavan, how Krishna protected the residents. Even we know about how Krishna not only protected the gopis and the gopas, but also the cows. We know the story of Bahula, who was grazing and how she was attacked by a tiger. So therefore, Krishna is providing protection, because as the elderly cowherd, the gopis of Vraja, they had this feeling of protecting Krishna. So Krishna reciprocated accordingly, and with Putana, even though she came and externally she wanted to feed Krishna her breast milk, but internally her feeling was that I want to kill him. So again Krishna reciprocated accordingly. She had this feeling, so ultimately Krishna took away her life air, sucked away her life air. But even in that, the ultimate benefit was for Putana only. Even though she had to go through a very painful surgical procedure to attain that ultimate destination, but still the ultimate gain was hers. So therefore, here we are seeing, Prabhupada is mentioning different aspects of these holy names in the purport. So first aspect he is saying that while decorating the body with tilak, we give protection to the body by chanting the 12 names of Vishnu. So actually, here I would like to again refer to one of the previous purports of Prabhupada, which of this particular episode where it begins, where the after Putana is killed, the gopis, they come together and they make different arrangements for protecting Krishna. So by they actually began this whole series by first executing the process of Achman, and then they purified their bodies and hands with Nyasa mantra and applied the same mantra upon the body of the child. So in this purport, Prabhupada is saying, he concludes that purport by saying, by losing Indian culture, Indian householders have forgotten how to execute Anganyas and are simply busy in sense gratification without any advanced knowledge of human civilization. So when I started reading this whole episode, I was also wondering, what is this? In the sense that, really, what is this clear-cut understanding? And if this is traditional, then how come we don't perform something like this? So then when I started doing, I understood what it is. So this whole morning program which Srila Prabhupada has given us, this whole method of morning program, right from waking up early in the morning, taking a bath, cleaning externally, all this program actually is the traditional method of japa put into a modern context by Srila Prabhupada, so that, as Prabhupada has mentioned here, that because we have lost Indian culture, we have forgotten how to execute Anganyas and are simply busy in. So because of this loss of culture, traditional culture, Prabhupada knew that it would not be. And of course, Prabhupada started his preaching in the West, where there was not even any basic concept of even taking a bath every day. So then Prabhupada put it in a format which would be very, very easy, no complicated matter, and still we would be following exactly the same traditional procedures which are mentioned in the Vedic texts. So traditionally, the method of performing japa or nam jap, jap would be accompanied by what are known as japangas. These are certain procedures which we perform before performing the actual japa, chanting the holy names of the Lord. So first procedure in that whole, how we chant japa, the first part would be Rishi Adi Nyas, then Karanyas, Anganyas, and then Dhyan Shloka, and then actual Japa. So what are these previous steps? So first and foremost, Prabhupada instituted this morning program, whereby we get up early in the morning, in the Brahma Muhurta time, take bath, and after taking bath, we decorate our bodies with tilak. And when we decorate our body with tilak, what are we doing? Various parts of the bodies, various parts of the bodies, beginning with the forehead, they have various presiding deities. And these presiding deities, we invoke these deities and install them in their appropriate places. Like we know, this tilak which we wear, this tilak, these two vertical lines represent the lotus feet of the Lord. And by invoking the Lord to be present by different names at the different parts of our body, and then we put tulsi leaf at his lotus feet. So this wearing tilak is an offering of tulsi leaf. First we invoke him, and after invoking him, we offer tulsi at the lotus feet of the Lord. So that is what we are doing. And that process is among these, that is known as Karanyas and Anganyas, in this traditional method of performing japa. Then there is Rishayadi Nyas. Rishayadi Nyas means we have to invoke the name of the Rishi to whom the mantra was originally revealed. So Prabhupada has given us, as part of Mangalarti, we sing Mangalarti, but in Mangalarti what we are singing is Guruvashtak. And Srila Prabhupada, who is the founder of Acharya of ISKCON, through him, it was to him it was revealed, and he is the predominant Shiksha Guru for all the members of ISKCON. So therefore, we are chanting the name of, we are chanting Guruvashtak, by which we chant Prabhupada, we glorify Prabhupada. And then after that, Dhyan Shloka. So Dhyan Shloka describes the form of the deity to be meditated. So again, instead of Dhyan Shloka, we are actually meditating on Shri Radha Gopinath during the entire morning program, Mangalarti, Narsingh Arati. And then after the Dhyan Shloka, the japa, whereby we actually chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So this traditional method of japa, where you have these japangas, you do Rishayadi Nyas, you do Anganyas, Karanyas. If we read some of the traditional other mantras, other holy names of the Lord, like Vishru Sahasranam and all these other things, they have all these Nyas mantras very clearly mentioned. So that is how it has to be done. But Prabhupada knew that this is not possible, and especially as this Kali Yuga goes on progressing, it will not be possible. Even now, many people who chant Vishnu Sahasranam, they may be chanting the Nyasa mantras, but they don't know what they are doing. Many times, I know many people who just chant, they have memorized it, and even I would like to admit that even only after coming to Krishna consciousness, I realized what I am chanting, rather than just chanting as a parrot. I realized, oh, this is something much more deep. And Prabhupada has packaged it so nicely. Whatever is there, the traditional method of chanting japa, he has packaged it, given it in the form of a morning program. And the final part of this method of chanting japa is phala samarpan. That means totally dedicating all the fruits and results of the meditation and japa to the Ishtadev. And again, Prabhupada, the genius of Prabhupada is, at the end of japa, we have darshanarthi. The darshan opens, we have darshan of our Ishta Devata, Lord Gopinath, Lord Radha Gopinath, and we have this opportunity to dedicate the fruits and the results of all our meditation and japa to Krishna. And ultimately the japa is that, please engage me in your service. So I was really wonderstruck that this Prabhupada is mentioning about decorating the body with tilak. Of course, we give protection means in the different presiding deities, they give protection to the body, but it is also something which is very nicely packaged, which why there is so much emphasis. Every one of us knows, good morning program, even if we miss one part of the morning program, we feel as if something is there is something missing, you know, we have not done something which we need to do. So it is a whole package deal, not just that we come during after 5:45 and then we chant japa, but then we have not done the previous parts, and therefore what has been given to us in a package deal, that the entire package has to be done. Rishi Adi Nyas, Karan Nyas, Sangha Nyas, which as Prabhupada mentions, that even common householder, housewives of cultivators, even they knew how to chant the Nyasa mantras to purify themselves. Even they knew how to do this. So this was one of the aspects. And then going ahead, Prabhupada mentions that about Ayurveda Shastra mentioning Aushadhi Chintayet Vishnu. So Ayurveda Shastra mentions that even while taking medicine, one should remember Vishnu, because medicine is not all in all. Actually, the real protector is Vishnu. So again, in this regard, I was reminded so many, Ayurveda Shastra definitely recommends, but even in Puranas, there is so many mention that I was, again, these are some things which I used to just chant, but the deeper meaning of this, I used to chant this Achyutananda Govinda Namo Charana Beshajat Nashyanti Sakalaroga Satyam Satyam Vadamyaham. So here it is very nicely explained from Skanda Purana. Achyutananda Govinda, if we chant these names of Lord, Nama Uchcharana Bheshajad, what will be the result? Nashyanti Sakala Roga. All the diseases and afflictions will be eliminated. And this is truth. Achyutananda Govinda Vishnu Narayana Amrita Rogan Me Nashya Sheshan Ashu Dhanvantare Hare. So as soon as we chant these holy names of Krishna, Achyutananda, Govinda, Vishnu, these are all like elixir, Narayana Amrita. And Rogan Me Nashya Sheshan Ashu Dhanvantare Hare. Very soon. Again, Vishnu Dhanvantare Hare Vasudeva Akhilanasya Rogan Nashya Nashya. So many shlokas are there. Sharire Jarjari Bhute Vyadi Graste Kalebare Aushadam Janna Vitoyam Vaidyo Narayano Hari. So this Lord Narayan is said to be the Vaidya or the doctor. And for this material body, which is afflicted by old age and so many diseases. And Aushadam Janavi Toyam. That means Aushada, the elixir, the medicine, is the water of the Ganges, which is flowing from the lotus feet of the Lord. And who is the doctor? Doctor is Lord Narayan. Again, Prabhupada mentions, Alodaya Sarva Shastrani Vicharaja Punapunaha. Prabhupada quotes this in one of the purports. Idam Ekam Sunishpannam Dheyo Narayano Hari. The ultimate supreme destination is Narayana himself. So these are the various shlokas where Krishna, or the chanting of the holy names of Krishna, are described as the elixir. And very nicely, this has been also described in the Mukundmala Stotra by Kulasekhar Alwar. And very nice series of verses which I thought I would like to read here today. He has mentioned this series of verses. He says, He loka shrunuta prasuti marana vyadhesh chikitsa mimam yogajnya samudharanti munayo yam yagyaval kayada antarjyoti rameyamekam amritam krishna khyama piyatam tatpitam paramaushadham vitanute nirvanamatyantikam. O people, Please hear of this treatment for the disease of birth and death. It is the name of Krishna. Recommended by Yajnavalkya and other expert yogis, steeped in wisdom, this boundless eternal inner light is the best medicine. For when drunk, it bestows complete and final liberation. Just drink it. And then he goes on, and ahead he describes actually these holy names of Krishna as the medicine. He actually describes them as aushadham. He says, Vyamoha prashamaushadham munimano vritti pravritti aushadham daitrendartikaraushadham tribhuvane sanjeevanai kaushadham bhaktatyanta hitaushadham bhavabhaya pradvamsanai kaushadham Shreya Prapti Karaushadham Pivamana Shri Krishna Divya Aushadham. So he is actually calling this chanting of the holy names of Krishna as the Aushadhi. For what? O mind, please drink the transcendental medicine of Shri Krishna's glories. It is the perfect medicine for curing the disease of Vyamoha, that is bewilderment. Vyamoha Prasam Aushadham. And Munimano Vritti Pravritti Aushadham, for inspiring sages to engage their minds in meditation. And then Daitrendartri Karaushadham, for tormenting the mighty Daitya demons. Tribhuvane Sanjeevanaik Aushadham, it is alone the medicine for restoring the three worlds to life and for bestowing unlimited blessings on the Supreme Lord's devotees. Bhaktatyanta hitaushadam bhavabhaya pradvamsanaika aushadam. It is the only medicine that can destroy one's fear of material existence. And by destroying the fear of material existence, shreya praptikara aushadam. It leads one to the attainment of the supreme good, shreya praptikara. So therefore, O mind, pibamana, Shri Krishna divya aushadam. So, after this comes the very famous shloka from Mukundamala Stotra, which was very dear to Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada sings this quite often. He says, Krishna Tvadiya Padapankaja Panjarantam Adyaiva Me Vishatu Manasa Rajahamsa Prana Prayana Samaye Kaphapata Vittai Kanthavaro dhana vidhau smaranam kutaste. So he says, now that you have understood that this aushadhi, the chanting of the holy names of the Lord, is the aushadhi for all the problems that a living entity faces in this material world. So therefore, at this moment, right now, when I am healthy, in healthy frame of mind, of body, let the royal swan of my mind enter the tangled stems of the lotus of your feet. So let my mind be completely focused at your lotus feet right now when I am in a healthy frame of mind and healthy frame of body. Why? Because later on, how will it be possible for me to remember you at the time of death when my throat will be choked up with mucus, bile and air? So instead of putting it off for later, I will do it later. Why now? Now let me enjoy. Instead of putting it off for later, Kulasekhar Alwar is saying, right now, because now that I have understood, I have accepted that this is the aushadhi, this is the medicine which is going to cure me from all the problems that I face in this material world. If I understood it, then let me do it right now. That is what he is saying. And another thing which Prabhupada very much quotes from Mukundamala Stotra, another verse is a very famous verse. It says, Idam shariram parinama peshalam patatyavasyam satasandhi jarjaram kim aushadham prichasi mooda durmate Niramayam Krishna Rasayanam Piba. So, this body's beauty is fleeting, and at last the body must succumb to death after its hundreds of joints have stiffened with old age. So why, O bewildered fool, are you asking for medication? Just take the Krishna elixir, the one cure that never fails. And even in today's purport, we see Prabhupada is mentioning that actually it is Krishna or Lord Vishnu who is the real protector. It is not the external medicine that we put. Medicine may be there, but actually the protection is not being provided by that medicine. It is Krishna who is providing that protection. So therefore, Prabhupada mentions here very nicely, he says that as Ayurveda Shastra also recommends, Aushadhi Chintayet Vishnu. Even while taking the medicine, we should remember Vishnu. Because the medicine is not all in all. It is not just that medicine which will give us strength. Actually, as it is said, Bhakti Pareshanubhavo Viraktyannata Cha. So therefore, it is by performing pure devotional service to Krishna that we will get the satisfaction, we will get the nourishment. So similarly, even in a unhealthy state, when we are diseased, then it is not the external medicine which is going to give us the healthy state back. Prabhupada is very strong about this, and he is saying that the medication may be just may address the symptoms, but the root cause of all our problems is not just the problem which is caused to this material body. The root cause of all our problems is ignorance of our true nature. And that root cause can be eliminated only by Krishna. Only by causeless mercy of Krishna can we be taken out from this quagmire, or how could I say, the daldal? Quicksand. The quicksand of this material world where we are stuck and we are trying, and the more we desperately in this quicksand, the more we desperately try to free ourselves, the more we are getting sucked down. There is only one way that we can understand what is our ignorance. That is only by the causeless mercy of Krishna. So therefore, as long as we don't understand what is our true nature, who is Krishna, what is our relationship with Krishna, if we don't understand this, then we will still, maybe not in this body, but in some other bodies, we will still be entangled in life after life in this material world. And we will again be, trying with different medicines to cure our problems, which may only cure on a bodily level. Maybe the body might be cured, but that is not the real problem of this material world. Every living entity in this material world is not facing problems because of AIDS. Those are there, but those are not the real problems. These are afflictions to the material body, which will come and which will go away, maybe within this body, or maybe when we give up this body, then that affliction is gone. The problem is our identification with the material body. And because of such identification, we continuously suffer different ailments in different bodies. As humans, we suffer maybe cancer, these, that, so many other things. At least the animals are spared of that they don't know what they are suffering from. They only understand that they die. Maybe 100, 200 years ago, there was cancer or other things. People might not have known that this is cancer or this is that. People might have died of these diseases. So, just by increasing the understanding on a very gross bodily level, that is not sufficient. The only thing that can really cure us, give us real cure and our real identity, is by the causeless mercy of Krishna. And that will happen only when we are able to chant the holy names of the Lord in a very helpless state, loudly, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, in this verse, Niramayam Krishna Rasayanam Piba, Prabhupada translates that word Niramayam as one cure that never fails. This is the one cure which will never fail. Why? Because it will bring us right back to our true identity, which will understand, which will make us understand this cure, Krishna Rasayanam, will make us understand what is our true identity. Will give us a glimpse into our true identity, and therefore, by understanding the true identity, our true identity, and acting on that, by understanding who is Krishna, serving Krishna's devotees, Prabhupada quotes this verse in this purport, Vishnor Aradhanam Param. But actually it is a part of a verse. Aradhananam Sarvesham, Vishnor Aradhanam Param, Tasmat Parataram Devi, Tadiyana Madarchanam. So further ahead is, by chanting, by understanding what is our, who are we, who is Krishna, what is our relationship, acting on that relationship, and therefore going ahead and getting an opportunity to serve the devotees of the Lord. Getting an opportunity to serve the devotees of the Lord, that is what will give us the ultimate benefit and the ultimate cure to this material existence. But all that starts first by Niramayam Krishna Rasayanam Piba, by drinking the elixir of the holy names of Krishna. So many places you see Puranas, and you see so many other, everywhere you see, this is a constant theme. Even King Yudhishthir, after the war, when he goes to meet Bhishma Dev, he asks Bhishma Dev, Kim ekam daivatam loke kim va pekam parayanam. Kim ekam, who is the one Lord? Suvanta kamkamarchanda prapnyur manuashubham ko dharma sarva dharmana bhavata paramavataha kim japan muchyate jantur janma samsara bandhanat. Which japa, what is that japa which when chanted will deliver the living entities from the bondage, janma samsara bandhanat, from the bondage of this material birth, from the bondage of repeated birth and death. What is that? Whose name if we chant, what japa which we do will give us liberation from the bondage of this material world and repeated birth and death? And in response, Bhishma Dev recites the entire Vishnu Sahasranam. And he gives them the thousand names of Lord Vishnu in response. So again we see, as is a constant refrain in today's purport also, therefore, Prabhupada concludes this purport by saying, the material world is full of danger, and therefore one must become a Vaishnava and think of Vishnu constantly. And this has been made so very simple, and I mentioned in the beginning, in a very nice package deal, starting from morning program and ending with Bhagavatam class, chanting the glories of the Lord. It has given such a nice, in a, such a nice packaged way by Srila Prabhupada. So we should take this up, and as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has urged all of us, we should try and more personally chant and induce other people to chant loudly, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Is there any comments, please? Questions would be too difficult to handle. Of course, Radha Gopinath Prabhu is there. Govind Prabhu is also there. So if any questions are there, then that's not a problem. Grantha Srimad Bhagavat Mahapuran ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.